Canada-US border is still closed, so why are more people coming across? We're going to find out today on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Meanwhile in Canada. My name is Kyle Bowen. Most importantly, that's Trevor Beggs. In fact, Beggs, you just take it from here, man. How's it going, bro? Again, this guy's about to be a father. That. You're the MVP every single episode. We're going to do that forever now, man, forever. Beggs is with me. Two dumbasses. Learning about Canada, because why not, right? Why not?
Oh, we got to do it, right? Got to do it for the country. Got to do it just to improve your knowledge about the country you live in. Or learn about Canada if you're not from here.
Exactly.
We have listeners from around the world,
too. Doing it for those people, man. I'm doing it for those people, okay? You know what? On this episode, I'm not doing it for Canadians. I'm doing it for the people in Spain. We got listeners in Spain. I don't know how it happened. We got listeners in Spain. Yo, if Spain is listening to this, one love, right? One love, straight up. One love. Best of luck. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Don't even know how to say it in my other language, French. But I hope that you learned something new about Canada today. Whether it be bad or good, I don't know. It is what it is. There's a lot of bad. There's a lot of good in this country, in history just in general. And we're here to learn about it. Begsy, how you doing, man?
Yo, man, if someone from Spain is listening to this podcast, they're definitely paying attention to like what's going on in Mexico. I think mostly in Spain, first off. But man, that'd be a big reach. Because you know what? Canada and Mexico have a similar thing going on right now. And they both want to keep their borders closed to the Americans.
No way. Mexico's doing it too.
Yeah, there's border restrictions down there as well that have since been extended. And that's kind of one of the things I want to talk about off the top here. So the Canadian and the U.S. border, the closure has been extended to August 21st. But you know, the rates are still going up in the country in terms of people crossing the border.
I don't get that. How?
Well, there's been some restrictions that have been announced, or they've loosened some restrictions, I should say.
And okay.
So some people that can study, you know, if you have immediate family, you need like a study permit.
Okay. Like we're letting people come across to Canada from the hotspot of Corona just because they want to read. I was tripping the fuck out, yo.
I just want to come read a book.
Yeah. Wow. Canada's that nice? Oh, come ahead.
Not quite that nice, but they are allowing people to come and see immediate family members. A lot of people have work permits, though.
Reason to see the... I don't get that. Immediate family members? I get it. Don't get me wrong. One love. You got to see your people. But straight up, man, I know we watching programs via Zoom, but Zoom is a powerful thing. It is what it is. Go see your people via Zoom. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yeah. Again, circumstances could be so much more different for those people that are feeling the need to do that. But hey, straight up, it is what it is right now. Unfortunate. Everyone's going through it. And yo, Americans in Canada right now, nah. Nah, nah. If you're not playing in the NHL, I guess it's just that. Nah, nah, nah. Because it's bad and it is what it is. Straight up.
It is what it is, man. That's the best saying we got in this show, that's for sure.
It's pretty much everything in life. But in this case, you can look for logic for coming across the border. You can look for reason. But based on the numbers, it's just not going
to
happen.
Those borders don't let it happen. Close for Canadians.
Yes. Yes.
Look at the percentiles right now. You have about, 3.5 million people in that range affected in the States. We're talking about... Well, what's the quick math on that? That's 10% of their population.
Whoa, are you serious?
1% of their population. 1%,
I was like, 10%? Whoa, two dumbasses learning about Canada and math. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen on the Posted Up Network. Meanwhile, Canada. Keep it going.
I was trying to do the math in my head, but then look at Canada's numbers. They've got just over 100,000 cases. And with, 35 million people in Canada, you're talking about less than half a percent. We're talking about... Here's the quick math on it, 0.2%.
And what if the roles were reversed, the numbers? It would be 10%.
Yeah.
If 3.5 were having the virus here. I mean, that's a big number, and it sounds pretty ruthless. Like, yo, don't come see your family over here.
Yeah.
But it's just it is what it is. We're talking about two separate countries. We're talking about one having the worst case.
And when you talk to the health experts up here too, Bonnie Henry has stated a couple times now, she mentioned how a lot of the virus that came up here was through Washington. It was people in Washington who had been overseas who were coming up to Canada.
Straight blaming the states. Do they know that?
Because it did start in Washington State and it was confirmed people crossed the border. They visited family members. They visited friends.
I'm not here to put the blame
on it. Again, we didn't have a big outbreak or anything like that, right? But yeah, all it takes is a couple people. It doesn't take a lot. I think that's the whole point of this, right?
Yeah. Voice crack. Voice crack.
You're doing terrific.
Hey, hey.
Going to be a dad, but having a puberty, man. Oh, there we go. Man,
that's going to be awesome, bro. Is your voice allowed to crack when you're...
You know? I don't have a choice, man. Like, I don't choose when it cracks, you know?
That's true.
I used to crack every day when I was in high
school. Does that mean it's going to get deeper?
I don't think so. I don't know. I just mean my voice...
It's going to evolve?
I just have a raspy voice, and then sometimes it fails me.
Why did my voice get deeper? You know what I'm saying? I always thought it was.
I don't think you really get a choice.
You should, yo. No, straight up.
What
you
kind
should.
Of voice would you choose?
Just a little bit deeper. Why not? You know? Hey, I'm grateful.
Your voice
for whatever.
Is sharp, though, man. Your voice. You got a sharp voice.
Man, it's cool. It's cool for radio. You know? But yo, it'd be cool. You know? Hey, what's up, ladies? You know? I don't know, man. I would have to think about it. Would I actually trade my voice?
Let me ask you this: if you're on the Tinder, because if you're on Tinder out here in Vancouver, you're probably matching up with people in Washington. It's happened if you're putting the K's on. We're right there.
No way.
If you find a 10 out of 10 in the States, you know,
hey.
You guys have a little online relationship, you know, you guys feel like you're falling in love.
Yeah.
Would you try to cross to see her? Or would you try to get her up here?
On some Romeo and Juliet stuff. Okay. That's a great question, Trevor Beggs. I'm gonna have to say no, man. I'm gonna have to say no. Just based on me thinking, fuck that shit. That's not worth it, yo. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, man. That's not worth it at all. If I met a girl in the States and she took my heart, I wouldn't cross for her, yo. It's just not worth it. And I don't think I would believe a lady would be 10 out of 10 if she wanted me to cross the border to see her during what is a dark time, COVID-wise. So many reasons why in the States, man. I'm trying to find a Canadian girl, yo, straight up, or from Switzerland.
Yeah, there's a great song we should play one day on What's Poppin'. It's called Canadian Girls.
By who?
It's one of my favorite country songs.
By who?
Dean Brody.
Dean Brody? Are you serious? The most Canadian.
That is the most Canadian sounding song.
Are
of
you
all time.
Serious?
You're right about that.
Dean Brody. How does it go? Oh, she was my Canadian girl.
Pretty close. Canadian girl.
Fuck
Canadian
is that, man? Canadian music, man. We still talk about that on Meanwhile in Canada. Let's talk about this border issue more. How long do you see it going on like this? Because I'm down to close it
a lot
until
of people,
2021.
Again, a lot of people are saying till the end of the year, just keep it closed. I mean, until the states can show that they have the pandemic under control, why the fuck would they loosen restrictions now? It's worse than it's ever been down there. The border needs to stay closed for Canada's sake, and it is
for everyone's sake. Well, like, you know, that message, sake,
you're totally right.
That message
totally right.
Just tells it maybe tells more and more Americans, like, yo, just stay at home.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Stay at home.
Yeah, and don't give us coronavirus either.
And I get what's been happening in the world right now. I get that even though the cases are higher, it just feels as if we're somewhat accustomed to this, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
We've gotten used to this, and part of getting used to how life works now is ignoring the news, ignoring more of the news. So we don't take it as serious. And I get it. But man, it's not getting better. This is a real issue. And it's just stay at home. Like, stay at home. Stay in your country.
Yeah, straight exactly.
It's
especially for
good.
The States and Canada. You got like these humongous countries. If you really want to go for a drive somewhere and like go
it's
explore
good,
the outdoors.
Man. Yo, I was really thinking about how the entertainment industry is going to change through this. And specifically with just music in general. And the U.S. is such a big market. It is, quite honestly, the market. Straight up. These Canadian acts, man, I believe it'll be looser in Canada to do more possibly in your community, in your city. I have a theory that local acts in Canada are just really going to pop off within their community because... of the restrictions. I mean, you're not going to be able to really, you know, connect with fans anywhere else but your community right now. You can't travel. Can't do it. I know the internet's still there. It makes your work travel. But that raw experience with something like music or even something like stand-up comedy, here's a chance to get loved by your city, by your people.
Here is a chance. And again, I wonder how long it's going to last because you listen to the radio out here in Vancouver. And I've heard concert. I mean, obviously, there's the drive-in concert trend.
Okay, what is that? Explain that.
Well, basically, it's like a drive-in movie, but you go in your car, you stay in your car, you buy your
That's
ticket online,
awesome.
Touchless contact, and you see your band, your favorite band
That's
or,
awesome.
Or artist
That's
perform
awesome.
Outside.
That's awesome.
And I know a band like July Talk, who's a really pretty well-known Canadian band, they're trying it out back east, and if it goes well, like they might actually tour.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fly, right?
It makes sense. Okay, You're thinking
so nationwide. Again, to go back for like your local artists in your own like Canadian city or wherever your cities are, you know, artists in those cities, this is your time. Because
this is your time. People are going to want it.
Who knows? You know, and other artists are maybe coming to town now.
Ooh, okay.
Right? That's the thing. The clock is ticking on that stuff too.
Okay, okay. Okay.
And again, when I see the radio, there are other bands who are announcing their tour dates, concert dates, in like early 2021, which I found insane.
Yeah,
there's a few bands like I
get it though. Yeah. I get it. You know what
it
is?
You gotta promote it, I guess.
You know what it is? You gotta promote it and you gotta collect a check.
Yeah.
You gotta take those ticket purchases and use them now.
Yeah, exactly.
In some sense, maybe to fund some promotion and whatnot. Yo, it's a unbelievable time in the world right now. Again, the U.S., the biggest of markets for so many facets of anything from the world. But, hey, just close it up. Close it up. Yo, I know the border is closed till late August.
August 21st right now.
August 21st. Make it August 31st, and then after that, make it December 31st.
Yeah.
Why not?
81% of Canadians on a recent Ipsos poll agreed with that statement, that the border should be closed.
So, I think...
end of the year.
I think immediate family should be able to come across only if... it's like high stakes, worst case scenario type of emergency, right? Yeah,
like someone's in the hospital or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. It's hard, man. Like not being able to see your family, your friends, your loved ones. Scenarios are all different for people. But, hey, we're all kind of somewhat sharing this circumstance. And it makes sense when it's the better safe than sorry option.
Yeah, you're right about that. I do find it crazy. Again, looking back at these numbers, we talk about maybe 172,000 bodies a day crossing the border. Again, a lot of that truck traffic, but there's probably in the tens of thousands, I would say, there's actually people traffic.
No way.
So, and then again, there's another stat here. From March 22nd to July 12th, over 10,000 Americans were turned away at the border, which seems like a large amount, but when you think about how many people are crossing, like, is it a really large amount? But anyways... I'll digress, man. Again, all those 10,000 Americans that got away for, you know, recreation, tourism, or sightseeing or shopping, you have to stay home, man. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Just stay home.
What are you
stay
doing?
Home,
stay
okay?
home. It's
stay
all home. Good. You know, Canada will love
stay
you.
Stay in your bubbles. No need to cross the border.
Canada will love you once again with open arms when everything is good, and it could take a while. I mean, do you have a prediction on when this is all over? Because the more and more I think about it, I'm thinking 2021 for sure.
Yeah, 2021. I think it's going to go on for the rest of the year. I don't think it's really going
to
fade away.
And rightfully so. It is what it is. One love to everyone listening to this and to everyone not listening to this. Right?
One love. Yeah, exactly.
Straight up. Totally straight up right on now. The Posted Up Network. Go give us a 5-star rating on Apple Music or 4. Or 4. 4.5.
I prefer 5s, but you know, 4s. Fours
cool,
are good.
Man. I like 4s. It's one step at a time.
Three makes me feel average, and you know, that's just not very nice.
You don't think 3's nice?
Three's pretty mediocre. You know, again, our old university professor used to say, like, you know, you get a C+, you get 70%. You know, that's basically 3 out of 5, 60%, whatever. Like, you're just average. Like, you're not good. You're not bad. You're just average. Yeah. And like, that almost sucked more than being saying like you're bad. So when you're bad, you're motivated to work on it. But when you just get called average, you're just like,
oh man,
this hurts.
Oh man,
this hurts right here.
Hurts right there. Meanwhile, Canada. Why'd I say it like that, man? We got to move on to the next segment. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Bex, talking to you two dumbasses learning about this country, Canada. You know the deal. Yes, you know the deal. French lessons. Trevor is running away with it. Straight up. My homies called me. They said that I suck at French. And yeah, they really want me to pay for your trip now. It is what it is. There's a lot of room left to recover from this deficit. This is the part of the show where we learn French. Yes, Trevor reads me a sentence. I try translating it in English, vice versa. It is what it is. Winner. Yes, winner. First one to 100. Gets a trip to Montreal. Let's do it. French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Hello. 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 Yes, you heard the rules. We're just going to read to each other in French, and then we got to translate. Oh, wait, Trevor, do you have a sentence?
I do, man. I'm ready to go.
Okay, because I don't have one.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You're going to get a sentence and answer my question? That's so much work.
I'm a genius.
Can Kyle do it? Can you do it, man?
Genius.
Wow, I don't think that's how you say it, but...
I am genius.
Okay, well, tell me how you say this. Bordel de mad.
Bordel de mad.
Okay. Bordel de mad. De mad.
shit. I know what it is, but I don't.
Bordel de merde.
Yeah, bordel de merde. Close the border. Yeah.
Well, you said it with the same enthusiasm, but you weren't at all close.
Are you? Why do you keep doing that, bro? Why do you keep making it sound like it's something from the subject, bro? Come on, man. You know I fail French.
Oh, man.
Straight up, man.
Well, it captures the essence of the episode. So, bordel de merde is okay. For fuck's sakes.
For fuck's sakes, really?
Yeah.
Bordel jamais?
Bordel de merde.
Bordel de merde.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bordel de merde.
I like that. I like that. For fuck's sakes. Okay, okay, okay. All right. That's obviously not what I said, but I did learn something. You know what I'm saying? I just learned that, man. So even if I lose, it's all good. I'm Canadian. I can take it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Congratulations enough, if you win this. All right. Here's my sentence. Let's see if Trevor can do it. Pour player chaud l'armes. I'll say it again. Okay. Pour player chaud l'armes. Yes, yes. Tiebreaker's coming up. I know it. Trevor's not going to be able to get this.
Say it one more time. I don't want to. You know what?
I'm going to give you the actual lady to help you out because all right. I'm Canadian. You got to do it the nice way.
Let's do it.
And I'm probably butchering this, okay?
Okay.
Pour pleurer à chaud larmes.
That's all you get. All right, motherfucker, I ain't doing it one more time. That's not happening.
Like, what? I hear someone with like a hot sheep.
Okay, say it then, man. Maybe you're close. Did you say hot sheep?
Yeah.
Yo, say it, bro, because you close.
Poor Mia. The best hot sheep lamb or something like that.
The best hot lamb? Like what? You at a Greek restaurant, bro? Yeah. Give me the best hot lamb. Yo, give me that poor player a short lambs. Shut up, man, for crying out loud. That's what it means.
Oh,
for crying out loud. You know, because you gave me gave me the other one. Okay, I tried. Okay, little, you know, I connected the dots right there. Okay, tiebreaker. You know how it goes. He gives me a sentence. I try doing it right once again, but we'll get points for getting words correct. Yes, words correct. Let's run it.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Trevor, give me my sentence.
I dumbed it down to like grade 2 French.
Oh man, this is the worst, bro.
Something relevant to what's going on.
Okay.
Mon anniversaire is samedi.
Fuck, dude.
Mon anniversaire.
My anniversary
is samedi.
No, man. What do you mean? Your anniversary is not what? Yesterday.
Samedi.
Yesterday, tomorrow, this weekend, my anniversary. Okay, my anniversary.
Oh, you're like, oh man.
No more.
I want to help you, but like, it's something celebratory, you know?
Yeah, my birthday is the 16th. Tomorrow? No, 17th.
Saturday. You're so close. God damn it, Kyle.
Oh, man, I was so close.
Man, if you're listening to that and you have like French education past grade 4.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I was butchering it that much.
Mon anniversaire
est samedi.
Dude, I didn't pay attention to in school, bro.
Oh, that's like, hilarious.
Dude, fuck, man.
Well, you speak another language, though, right?
Holy shit, I'm crying, man. No, yeah, I got two words right.
But you speak another language, though, right?
What, Hindustani?
Yeah.
I understand it, but don't speak it.
Okay, but you understand it at least.
No. Yeah, okay. All right, that was hilarious. Yo. I gotta write out a sentence. I'm crying, bro. That's a moment right there.
Yeah,
I thought I was right. I was so close.
My birthday is Saturday, man. Going
yeah,
camping.
Happy fucking birthday, man. I don't give a fuck,
thanks, bro.
Yo.
Thanks, appreciate it. I'm as old as you now. You're the old man in the room for a little bit. And
okay.
No, now we're back on the same level, you know?
Okay. I got one right here.
All
right. Je suis la vieille homme dans la chambre. Yo, that sounded great saying that.
That was great, yeah. Probably shouldn't say it one more time.
Hey, je suis la vieille homme dans la chambre. Hey, baby!
I like to stay at home.
Yes, I win!
Or I'm staying at home.
I'm the old man in the room.
Ah, shit.
I got you! Hey, okay. All right.
No, you should win it.
Ooh, no, we're
Yeah, no, you should win it.
Because...
said the 16th, not Saturday, but you win it. You got my birthday is.
That's yeah, that's yeah. And right. You're being Canadian right now. I win it because you. How many words did you get right in that one?
Like I.
Yeah, so I win. I got two right.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're. You anyways, right. I fucking
you win,
won.
You win. No, you
got
win,
a point.
For sure.
I well, what's the tally now?
7-4.
I think you have 8, man. I think you're kicking my ass. We'll go back to the scorecard, but hey, I'm making my way back in this, doing it for all the Findus out there, trying to beat this Canadian with some French blood. Yeah, this competition.
I want a bit of a challenge too, man, because ooh, you know, if you start coming back, I might have to start downloading the Duolingo app.
Yeah, and get another job. Okay. Let's end off the show with what's poppin'. Trevor Beggs has something up his sleeve. You're listening to Meanwhile Canada, two dumbasses learning about this country. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Last segment coming up right now.
What's poppin' Canada? What's poppin', everybody? This is the culture. This is the culture.
Hey, Canadian culture. This is the culture
of the show.
Is that from the subtitle stuff that you're working on? That sounded like it.
Yeah. You know what?
From Chicago.
It actually was a different one, but you're right. It is from the captioning stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah. This is the culture.
It was like a company presentation, so they just say culture like fucking 800 times.
Okay, cool.
Culture,
fair enough.
Culture, man. Culture. People love that word. That's like you know, it's a great word, but
it is strong.
It does get used unnecessarily, I think, a lot of the time.
All right, what's popping? Meanwhile, Canada.
So we talked a lot about music on the show. So I think one turn I wanted to make was like looking at movies. I know we talked about it a bit on the Nova Scotia episode with like Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, right? I should know that.
Did we? Titanic?
Yeah, we talked about Titanic.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it. Nova Scotia.
Yeah, good old Nova Scotia. So it got me thinking like what other movies were filmed in Canada that I don't know about. And because I don't think I'm as big a movie buff as I am a music buff, but I've tried to get better over the years. I got roasted for watching too much sports, not enough movies. So
okay, roasted by who?
Everybody, man. Okay. Like all my friends, like I don't know, Back to the Future I hadn't seen for the longest time, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, sports are way better than movies.
Right? I agree.
Yeah, come on.
But
man.
I think it's not for everybody.
Unpredictable.
No, it's the best reality TV you'll ever see.
100% in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, man, so I want to look at some other movies here that were also filmed in Canada. Before I do that, though, shout out Ryan Reynolds. There's a story in the news today I should mention. There was a girl in South Surrey who, they have a one-year-old daughter and she's having trouble walking. And she's got like a degenerative spine disease and they're saying she might die in a year. So actually Ryan Reynolds is one of the people that donated.
Wow,
today.
Beautiful.
Donated a few $1,000.
There you go. One love. Get well soon, man.
Get well soon, exactly. So, good guy Ryan doing something for the someone in the community who needed it. But yeah, I look at this list, man, and again, I wanted to find the ones that were filmed in Vancouver.
Man, like,
there actually wasn't much on this list, to be honest with you.
Straight up,
but the one that surprised me the most, and I'll talk about this. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's still a movie I've never seen, but my parents are like in love with it.
Yo, why do they got a lot of the people like that?
Yo, my big, I know yeah, my big
why
fat
do they gotta
Greek wedding.
Do that, man? Honestly, maybe it's a great movie, right?
In the movie, it's supposed to be in Chicago. Like, it's not supposed to be in Greece. It's just about a Greek family.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, they do that a lot in these Canadian setting films. Well, not setting films, but filmed in Canada films. It's never set in Canada. There's a lot of films that get filmed in Vancouver. You get to see our buildings. But the setting is never from Vancouver.
No, it's not.
I think that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Deadpool is maybe one of the... Well, I guess it didn't really claim Vancouver, but you clearly knew it was Vancouver, and that
just
was promoted.
Throw a sign in there. Why not?
Georgia Viaduct was in there, but I guess, I know.
That's where he was getting his ass kicked, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up.
But you're right. I think one example that comes to my mind is Godzilla. And I remember Godzilla was filmed in Vancouver.
What?
Yeah, it was filmed in Vancouver, but it was based in San Francisco.
I didn't see Godzilla.
Yeah, like in 2014 or 2015.
I didn't see the Godzilla, though. Like, where... What? Like, they got
the movie.
Computer. Like the
movie?
Computer, I forgot, you know?
Yeah.
The computer got the animation done. I was tripping out there.
Where was the giant Godzilla walking around?
Where's that robot?
You definitely haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, straight up, man. Godzilla, I'm not watching Godzilla.
Why not?
I'm not watching it because... No, I'm not scared of it. I just can't get to that stage in my movie viewing where something that unreal is comprehensible without... You know, scrutiny. I'd just be watching. Come on, man. What are we watching? With that being said, I'm not going to front. Now, this would surprise me if this was one of the films filmed in Canada. King Kong?
No, I don't think King Kong was filmed in
Canada. That movie was cool.
It's Peter Jackson directing it, so I think it was probably...
I just keep talking about Canada, man. What else we got on this list?
It was one that surprised me. It was American Psycho.
Why are you lying to people? Yeah, just call American it Canadian Psycho. It would be way better.
Can you imagine
the Canadian
movie?
Psycho?
Who would play the lead for Canadian Psycho?
No. Same lead. Same lead. Just keep it all the same. Just have it set in Canada. Why not? It would add some mystery. What the fuck? I thought Canadians lived in igloos. What the fuck? Psycho. Canada? What? Even though it happens, for sure. It's just not, you know, presented that way. That would be kind of cool. I think it would add an element to the movie. And it's a classic. No, nobody needs to be changed from American Psycho. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Spooky movie, though.
It's an amazing movie. That's what I'm trying to think of, the Canadian lead. And the first guy that comes to my head is Keanu Reeves, you know, from The Matrix.
He could
pull it off, I think.
Why is this dude so special to Canada?
John Wick, too.
Never watched John Wick.
You never watched John Wick either, eh? Yeah, it's definitely like one of those action movies. It's pretty, just all but the
people
action.
Tell me to watch it because of my relationship with Loki, my dog, and my podcast.
Right, that's true. That's true. It is all about the dog in that movie.
Straight up. Yeah. Straight up. I like simple things like that. Yeah. If somebody, you know, kidnapped Guinness, wouldn't you, you know, get in there?
I'd be pissed, man. I'd be pissed.
I'd learn how to use a sword.
Yeah. You know, Guinness is 14, man. Don't fuck around my 14-year-old dog.
Exactly, bro. What'd he do to you?
Yeah, exactly.
If somebody ever took Loki, yo, I'm going on a rampage, bro. Straight up, man. I'm going to buy a jet or something.
Loki will become high key, man. He's going to be nothing but heated.
Wow. Straight up. Man. Don't take my dog, motherfuckers, okay? Well, what else do we got on this list?
I'll give you one more to wrap it up. Catch Me If You Can. Again, one of my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movies. It's the story of basically a dude who just frauded the system, and he like flies around trying to get away. Amazing movie.
I love that movie.
It's based around the world, but a lot of it was filmed in Montreal and Quebec City.
I could see that. Yeah. Even though I've never been there. I could see that, actually. Because a place like Quebec City and Montreal, like, if you film a movie there, you're able to, articulate multiple settings.
Exactly, yeah. Quebec City's definitely got that old Europe, like 16th century feel to it. Montreal, a bit of everything. So.
I could see that. Yo, I want to go to Montreal so bad. I'm so happy that I beat you in French lessons because it's happening. It's happening, yo. And when I go there, I'm traveling. And I might as well get that experience. And hey, you know what I just thought about? If the borders are closed, can I ask you this? What are you going to miss about America if you're not allowed to go till 2021?
Other than cheap beer and chocolate milk?
Are you going to miss the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Are you going to miss the Santa Monica Pier? I'm just labeling shit right now. Are you going to miss Yosemite?
I mean, okay, you know what? I feel better about it because I had to go to the States on my honeymoon a year ago. So, you know, I was in Washington and Oregon, Nevada, California.
You went to Yosemite, right?
Yeah, we were in Yosemite, man.
How beautiful was it?
It's one of my favorite places in the fucking world, man. Yeah, I've been there twice now, actually, but the first time we just kind of drove through rather quick. So, yeah, I spent some time there. But, you know, I would be disappointed, but I can survive. I've gone, like, years of going to the States.
Dude,
at some
we
points,
could survive.
And I literally live right by the border, seriously.
And
I
live right by the border. And we live in B.C., bro. My homie was what, 90 minutes away from here for the last 2 days. Only 90 minutes away from here. And he was on a private island just chilling in the middle of British Columbia. Just, it's so beautiful here. We don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need to go anywhere, man. But hey, if I am traveling, I'll go to Montreal. Because that's cool, man. You get the taste of a lot of different experiences. So you can kind of fulfill yourself with that travel in your life, you know?
Yeah, well, it's just, how about you, if you go to Montreal, I'm going to Ottawa next month, actually. I got to go see some family. You know, it's interesting. Well, maybe that's another episode completely. You could talk about air travel right now. Because they've opened up all the seats now.
No way, they did?
Yeah, yeah. So a little uneasy about it, but going to take a crack at going there in August. So yeah, listeners, if you're flying.
Why do you do it? Why are you taking a crack at doing that, knowing that there's a pandemic? I'm not judging you. I'm just super curious.
It's mainly for my wife, man. Like, she's so family focused. She's so family focused, right? Like, that's her home. Ottawa's her home. And like, this time of year, August is like the only time like we really go back. So like, unless it's really bad, like, I guess it's, you know, we want to take the chance risking the biscuit, which is,
it's so ironic how we started talking about how it doesn't matter if your family's in Canada across this border, you're not coming. But then, you know, it's totally fine for, you know, obviously you're Canadian. Travel in Canada, go see your family.
I still think
it's so powerful what a border can do. It's man, it's a hard time for the world right now, man. 2020, man. It's we're halfway there. One love. I keep saying that, man. Best of luck. One love.
Best of luck, but let's keep the border closed a little bit longer yeah. and see what happens down in the States, okay?
Man, oh man. Straight up, yo, the States, the US of A. A big one love. Straight up, a big one love. Get better, man. Get better.
Get better. And maybe you know, go watch some Catch Me If You Can or American Psycho, some great movies filmed in Canada.
And think about Canada, yeah. Think yeah. about Canada. And if you are from Spain and you just listened to this whole episode, hola, bonjour.
Why would you say bonjour?
Give him a little okay, both, you know? Right. Come on, the Spanish, French. Come on, man.
All right, all right.
Come on. I'm Canadian, bro. I'm Canadian. True. I got yeah. a rep. All right, and I got the dub. My name, Kyle Bound, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. That's Trevor Beggs. Get the network. Yes, every Thursday you get this show right here. Meanwhile, in Canada, two dumbasses learning more and more about this quote-unquote great country of ours. We're learning. We're learning every day. Go get the Post It Up Network. We just had Emerson. Yes, Emerson. On the network, on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, a conversation about the music from the city. And again, it kind of stems from what we talked about, how important it is to kind of learn about these local artists. Because you're going to need... No, yeah. you're just... Fuck supporting local artists. Like, go ahead and do that. But I think for yourself, support yourself with some good music that's actually not a border away. You know what I'm saying? Because the people need good music, and you've been talking about these drive-in shows. Those are cool.
Yeah.
That's cool yeah. as fuck, yo. That's cool as fuck. People would, you know, pay to go see Manila Boslin live. Straight up, straight up. I know they're doing live shows. Kudos to that. But, hey, that those drive-in shows, that could be... That's got me thinking. Go check out the rest of the network, the Post It Up Network. You got anything to say?
No. Nope? One love, and, yeah, enjoy the summer, people, and stay in your country.
One love, one love, one love. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it.